It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with the opportunity to participate in this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. In this silsila we will discuss inshallah Azza wa Jal the verse number 41 of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ صدق الله العظيم. And believe in that which I have revealed, attestifying that which is with you, and do not be the first deniers of it, and do not take mean price against my ayat, my signs. Wa iyyaya fattaqun, and fear me alone. This was the literal translation of the verse. The reason of revelation of this ayat or Shan-e-Nazul is quite interesting. This ayah karima was revealed regarding Ka'b bin Ashraf and other chiefs and Jewish scholars who used to receive money from their people, and they had their shares fixed in their crops. They got very worried that the naz and the praise of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is present in Torah, if we disclose that, then they will start believing in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this would affect our income. Therefore, they changed the verses, especially those verses in which there was praise of naat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when people used to ask them about the awsaf, about the attributes, about the qualities of the last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Torah, what is being mentioned about him in Torah, they would hide it and not tell people at all. So this is one Shan-e-Nazul which is mentioned in Tafsir Khazainul Irfan and in Tafsir Khazin. And Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes in Ruhul Bayan that Ka'b bin Ashraf said to the Jewish scholars, "What do you say about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last prophet?" They said, "He is the truthful messenger of Allah." Ka'b said to them, "Had you given the answer against him, I would have bestowed many favors upon you." They said, "We answered without thinking much. Give us a chance, so let us think about it." So Ka'b bin Ashraf said, "Okay, fine, you can think about it." They got up from that gathering and they went and they removed the na'at, the praise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Torah. And at that place, they put the qualities of Dajjal, na'uzu billah, to replace those places. And then they came to Ka'b bin Ashraf. And Ka'b bin Ashraf got very happy and he gave them 4 seers. Seer is little more than kilogram. So maybe around 4.5 kilos of barley. He gave 4.5 kilos of barley to each one and 4 chadars, sheets of clothes to each one. So they got very happy that they got reward from Ka'b bin Ashraf. Look at their minds and their mentality, that so cheaply they destroyed their faith and their akhirah. Further, some Jewish ulama used to take bribery from the ignorant ones and they would change rulings, ahkam, or they would make it easy for them. Some of these scholars, Jewish scholars, they used to have permanent salaries from the rich Jewish people, and their job was that whenever there is need, they must change the laws for them. So this was the condition of Jewish scholars, and this is what they used to do. And for that reason, this ayah karima is revealed. And they are told that believe in that which I have revealed, attestifying that which is with you. وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ. This address, آمِنُوا, you should believe, or you must believe. Who's being addressed here? Bani Israel. Who were there at the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They are the addressees of this address. As we can understand from the previous ayat, اُذْكُرُوا and Awfu. And that address was to Bani Israel. Therefore, this address is also to Bani Israel. Ma anzaltu, which I have revealed. There are 2 possibilities, 2 understandings. One is Quran-e-Kareem, which is being referred here, that I have revealed. And the other possibility is Quran and Sahib-e-Quran together. Sahib-e-Quran, upon whom the Quran is revealed, and that personality is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the version of Tafsir-e-Kabir of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Therefore, it is not said in the verse, Aminu bil Qur'ani. What is being said? Aminu bima anzaltu. Believe in that which I have revealed. It's not said here, believe in Quran. So, what do we understand? We understand here that like Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also munazzal min Allah, mean he is sent by Allah, he is revealed by Almighty Allah azza wa jal. His Noor was created the first and then revealed and put in his body, and therefore scholars like Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they say from the word Biba Anzalto, Quran is meant, and also Sahibi Quran, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also meant. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, keep in mind that whether it is Hadith or whether it is Quran is revealed by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The words and the meanings of Quran both are revealed, and in Hadith the meaning is revealed and the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is proven from Hadith. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is Quran. Therefore we believe that this is Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks on the tongue of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the difference that these are the words of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and these are the words of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did we know? We came to know because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that this is Quran, these are the words of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and these are my words. And this telling, this saying is Hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore Hadith is very authentic in Islam. And according to Sufiya Ikram, what is meant by Anzalto is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we have discussed the viewpoint of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala. And what is the meaning of believing in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That one should believe in every aspect of the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try to practice what is being sanctioned for us to practice. And there's indication in the word Ma Anzalto that O Bani Israel, O Israelis, you have believed in Torah or in Bible because these books are revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them that why don't you believe in Quran? Because Quran is also revealed by us. You want to believe in some message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want to reject the other message of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. As person who believes in some book and does not believe in the other part of the book, he is a disbeliever. So similarly, if a person believes in one book and does not believe in another book which is revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is also a disbeliever. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. The first deniers of it, There are several meanings which ulama ikram have discussed, several possibilities of understandings. One is that O Israelis, you hear the Quran, but without pondering upon it, without thinking anything about it, you just refuse it and reject it, that you have a pre-mindset that we are going to reject it. It doesn't matter how truthful the message is, how sensible the message is. So invitation is given to Bani Israel of that time that don't just deny it. Think about it. Don't be the first of the kafirs or first of the deniers of Quran Kareem. Take a time, think about it, and don't deny it. Accept the last message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second meaning is, O Bani Israel, do not become the first deniers of Quran Kareem deliberately. Because before you who rejected Quran Kareem are mushriks, and their rejections, their refutation is based on ignorance, on not knowing. But your denial is not about not knowing, you are denying knowingly. So therefore, you will be the first one who denied Quran knowingly. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. Don't be the first deniers of Quran Kareem. And the third meaning is that, O Israelis of Medina, you are the first one who have heard Quran Kareem from your community, because the Sahib Quran is in Madinatul Munawwara, you are in Madinatul Munawwara. And if you deny Quran Kareem, then other Israelis who live in Khaybar and other places, by hearing from you, by following you, they will also deny. So you will be the first one to deny the final truth of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, stop that and accept the message of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And also another meaning of the word is that do not become first kafir as far as your progeny is concerned, because you will have children, children's children, and normally children and the grandchildren, they follow the heads of the families. So if you deny this truth, then there are those who will follow you from your family, and they will also deny this truth. So you will be regarded as the first kafir and the first denier of the truth which has been revealed upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then it is mentioned in Quran Kareem, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, that do not exchange my ayat with the mean price, with small price. And what is meant here by ayat, my ayat? This could mean ayat of Quran, and this could also mean the ayat or the verses of Torah and Bible. Now see, these people, they used to get gifts from their followers, and they used to get money in bribery. Therefore, they would leave the verses of Quran, hide Quran, put accusations against Quran and the verses of Quran. That is now selling the verses of Quran with the mean price. Is what were they getting against it? Some amount of bribery, some gifts from their followers. Keep in mind that worldly things, no matter how big they are and how valuable they are very little in comparison to Akhirah. One pearl in the Jannat is greater than every bounty in this dunya. And then again, everything that you have in the dunya is perishable, is fani, is temporary. And the ni'mats in the akhirah are permanent and they everlasting. So therefore, there is no comparison with the ni'mats of the dunya and the bounties in the akhirah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expressed two faults of dunya. One is that dunya is thaman. Thaman means price. Dunya is the price. And the other thing that's mentioned here, that it is little. Dunya is little, it's small. Qeemat, price, sa'ar is not beneficial on its own. For example, you have gold, you have silver, you have dollars, you have pounds, you have rupees, you have rands, you have money. You cannot use this money itself to help yourself. If you're hungry, you cannot eat that money. If you don't have clothes, you cannot clothe yourself with that money. Yes, this would help you to buy food. Itself is not useful, but it can be a reason to get you the useful things. So you can buy food with it, you can buy clothes with it, you can buy car with it, you can buy house with it. So similarly, dunya itself is not worthy of anything. You cannot benefit from it. But through dunya, you can benefit of akhirah. You can better your akhirah. You can make your akhirah good. So that is now the similarity between the dunya and the qeemat and the price. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to these Israelis, how fool you are, that normally people give price and take goods. And you are actually giving goods and taking price. Because that price, that qeemat, that money itself is of no use. So you are getting something which is of no use. If you are doing vice versa, then at least somebody could have said that you have some amount of intelligence. But in this case, you have no intelligence because you are taking dunya. Dunya is actually the price of akhirah. Itself, it doesn't have any benefit. Yes, if you attained akhirah by using it, then you got the benefit. وَأَيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them that fear me alone. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, as a summary to this whole discussion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Bani Israel, remember my bounties in such way and fulfill my promises in such way that you should believe in my beloved Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and you should believe in Quran Kareem. What are the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them that you should believe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the reasons that this Quran and the last Nabi, They are endorsing and confirming previous books. They are confirming previous prophets alayhimus salam and the messengers of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So you want to believe in some and you don't want to believe in others. What type of logic is that? You want to believe in everything. And if you deny some and believe in others, believe in some and don't believe in some, then that believing is not accepted, that's rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them that, O Israelis, listen carefully, that this Kitab and Rasul is your Muhsin. This Kitab and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam have done great favor upon you, because they have shown to the world that those books are true books and have been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those messengers are true messengers of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, whether he is Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam or Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, they are truthful messengers of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the people of Bani Israel that in your books you have all these facts. It is mentioned in your books that this personality is the most beautiful. His character is the most beautiful. He possesses the most beautiful attributes and qualities. He is going to be born in Makkatul Mukarrama and he would live in Madinatul Munawwara. He would give such teachings which are the most beautiful. He would show the right path and he will speak the truth. He will be known as Sadiq. He will teach the oneness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He is there to destroy the path of kufr, disbelief and misguidance. He will lit the candle of Iman. And from Rahman, from merciful Allah, he'll bring Quran. He will bring smile on the sad faces, on the crying faces. And he would fulfill the thirst of those who are seeking the knowledge and the secrets of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And he will come in front of foreigners, others, and he'll say, Innama ana basharum mithlukum. And he will introduce himself to those who love him and believe in him, that Awwalu ma khalaqallahu nuri. He is the possessor of crown and the rule, the kingdom. While apparently you would see that he would live like a poor man. He would be sitting in the deserts of Arabia but watching the whole universe. He is the dua of Khalil alayhi salam, and he is the glad tidings and khush khabri of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, who announced in the world like the star of the morning, who tells that aftab or the sun is coming. And when sun appears, then this morning star embraces the light of that shining sun and disappears. So this way Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he announced like the star of the morning that the sun, which is the last prophet alayhi salam, he is coming. And when he came, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam embraced that light and disappeared. So all these praises are mentioned in the previous books. When this Nabi came, the truthfulness of every prophet was proven and endorsed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Bani Israel that, are you not ashamed at least you have some haya and some shame, and do not become the first denier and the munkir of that truth of Quran Kareem and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep in mind that when an alim, a scholar, becomes rotten, he rots the whole society and the community. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that with that little money, with that little price, do not sell the truth, do not sell the verses of Quran, do not compromise to that extent that you are selling your faith. So this was the summary of the ayah kareema. From here we learn some beautiful Madani pearls, that an alim who is misguided is worse than an ignorant person who is misguided. There are two people who are misguided. One is alim and one is ignorant. Who is worst? The worst is that alim who is misguided. Because jahils, ignorance, they follow that alim who is misguided and they also become misguided. So he is a leader and he is a teacher of many people who followed him, and they are misguided because of his teachings and because of his influence. Also we learn that one should not use deen to earn dunya. It must not be in such way that he leaves deen to get dunya, to attain dunya. Because this is what scholars of Bani Israel, Jewish scholars, used to do. And we learn from this ayah kareema that those who take salaries in teaching Quran Kareem or writing Taweez, for example, or make dam, or they print Quran Kareem, this is excluded from that hukm. This is not called selling the religion or selling the verses of Quran. The meaning of selling is that you take the money and change the ahkam, the rulings of Sharia. That is what is called selling. In fact, the person who is printing Quran, he is charging you money for the work, for the paper, for the ink, for using the machines, type settings, this and that. There are a lot of people involved. He has to pay salaries to them. So this selling is not actually selling Quran. The goods which he is giving you, the material that he's giving you, he's charging you for that. Even person who gives you taweez or does dam upon you, and if he takes money for that, it is also allowed because this is a method of treatment. So if a doctor can charge you by using his particular method, then a person who's treating you spiritually from the Quran with the correct way, authentic, sanctioned way from the Sharia, if he's treating you, then that's a treatment, and person can charge you for a treatment. And Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alim Ajmain used to do that. Some person was bitten by a snake, and Sahaba Ikram read Surah Fatiha on that person and blew on him, and he came right. And Sahaba Ikram took 30 goats from him as reward for that, or as a labor, or as a salary. and they slaughtered, and even beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also took some meat from there and ate. Correctness of this, it shows you that it is allowed if person does give you any service. That's why ulama ikram have said that Mufti can charge you for writing fatwa. He cannot charge you for telling masla. So if you ask him, then he must answer. But if you tell him to give me in writing, now this is a work that he has to take a paper, he has to take pen, ink, sit, write, spend time. So when work is involved, similarly, a teacher who is teaching Quran, we put restrictions upon him that from this time to this time you must be here and you must be teaching. He is not free. He cannot go here, he cannot go there. He cannot go in the marketplace and do some business. So how must he survive? So therefore, it is allowed for him to take a salary and do this work. So it would not be counted as selling the religion. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that if devotees or followers of any pious personality, they praise that person so much that they make him equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should not disrespect that pious personality. We should rather teach the devotees or the lovers or the followers of that person the correct way, the correct aqaid. See, in this ayah kareema and many other ayat kareema, we learn that Christians, they started believing in Isa alayhi salam in such way that they regarded him as son of Allah. And Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala as wife of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Quran refuted their beliefs, but did not insult Hazrat Isa alayhi salam or Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Rather, Quran Kareem sent ayat to endorse and testify Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and cleared the name of his mother and endorsed and confirmed the book, which is Bible, Injil, revealed upon Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So this is how we should behave and conduct, that if followers of any pious personality start doing wrong things, if, for example, there's a bazurg, there's a pious person, and some people who respect him and love him, and they went and maybe they prostrated on his grave, they are wrong, and we will discourage that, and we have to tell them that you are wrong. We have to tell them that you need to reform and repent and do things the correct way. But we cannot condemn that wali of Allah. We cannot condemn that bazurg. We cannot condemn about visiting the mizars and the graves of pious friends of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We also learn that madani pearl and flower from this discussion. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learned many beautiful things from this ayah kareema. Alhamdulillah, in this beautiful mahal and environment of Dawud Islami, we get these opportunities. So wherever in the world you are, participate in the activities of Dawud Islami, especially the weekly ijtimaas of Dawud Islami. You should participate, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will learn a lot. And it is important that we should daily learn something to improve our knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and chance and hidayat to be on the straight path of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become